proclamation number 4294 dated the May 9th, 1948. Dogma. It is not a spiritual violation if a person from a certain school of thought is introduced to another one, if he is offered information which contradicts his knowledge, as long as he is able to accept or reject it of his own free will. However, if he is forced into acceptance by law, if he is placed into a punishable state, i.e., if, through threat of punishment, his thoughts and actions become constrained, then it is a violation which can never have good results for his soul. Therefore, my word should always be preached, but never forcefully imposed on people. For this reason, the transmission of pure truth from above is an act of purest freedom of will which always allows an unenlightened person the option to look at it as human fabrication, if the listener's will of rejection is stronger. Every human being is able to recognize the divine origin if he is genuinely interested in the pure truth and the continued progress of his soul. In that case, he will certainly also be given the ability by me to recognize the truth as such, because it is my will that the human being's thoughts should be within the realm of truth, and I will provide him with every opportunity to recognize what is right. But Roman 1, for my part, will never forcibly influence the will of a person, therefore I also disapprove of people being spiritually forced by other people by teachings which, in the form of dogma, obliged their acceptance or else they are regarded as sinful. The human being has to be answerable for every offense against my commandment of love, but I will never call him to account if his inner feeling prevents him from accepting a religious doctrine, even if it corresponds to the truth. Even then he will still not burden himself with sin. His longing for truth is just not sufficiently deep yet to allow him to recognize the truth as such. However, the acceptance of religious dogma without scrutiny and inner conviction is completely worthless for the development of the soul. Dogma is always unfavorable for the soul because the human being is being stopped from forming an opinion about a religious doctrine, yet without deep thought no conviction of faith can ever be gained. People certainly need leaders if they do not endeavor their soul's spiritualization of their own accord. Nevertheless, wise guides should only teach and thus try to stimulate the heart and intellect, because the connection to me, to the spiritual kingdom, has to be established by every individual person himself. And the path to this end should be shown by my representatives on earth by the spreading of my word. They should always allow me to speak and never add their own words, decree commandments or impose commitments on people as if they were demanded by me. Allow every person to keep his freedom, and I am only concerned with the uninterrupted transmission and spreading of truth. Anyone who is searching for it is searching for me, and, truly, I will let myself be found by him. But anyone who does not sincerely strive for truth will not derive any benefit from the acceptance of religious doctrines either, which are presented to him as dogma, and therefore he believes that he may not reject them. Every dogmatic instruction is a restriction of the freedom of will which was given by me to people. Hence it is a spiritual violation which does not correspond to my will and which my representatives on earth should fight against on my behalf. And I will bless every bearer of truth, I will give him the opportunity to spread the truth even though it will meet with opposition. Yet anyone who seriously wants it will recognize it and become thoughtful, and I will help him, I will illuminate his spirit and bless his will. Amen.